answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Jimmy Kimmel seen leaving his studio Wednesday after ABC put Jimmy Kimmel Live on hold indefinitely. Monday, the late night host made this comment about the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
In response, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, said this about broadcast networks while on a conservative podcast.
And they have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Soon after, local broadcast groups Sinclair and Nexstar announced they'd preempt Kimmel. Then ABC announced it would pull the host indefinitely.
And the Charlie Kimmel program is no more. Oh, what a shame. I had never watched at all. I knew who he was. I'd seen it being promoted. I said, Charlie, Jimmy Kimmel. And he was sometimes hosting different awards programs. And I wouldn't watch those either, but it might come on when I've got the TV. All right, honestly, I'll be honest. I said, somewhere playing poker and somebody got TV on, it's on. So that's what's there. But it was not appointment television for me by any stretch of the imagination. Not like the days of Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson folks made a point to tune in at that time. They didn't want to miss the monologue and who he was setting up for his guest. Those of you who watched it either then or have since watched it on video, past productions and so forth, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'll tell you how important it was at that time. I was working at a TV station in Amarillo, Texas. That's right, Amarillo. Yeah, Amarillo Slim. Poker player came from there. In fact, he and I often played poker together. We didn't play big stakes, but and then we weren't playing Hold'em because that game wasn't around then. We were doing 5-7 card stud or draw, something of that nature. And yes, I did win some from him. But again, it was never big stakes. Bottom line, I know I went down a rabbit hole. I do that sometimes. I stumble and, oh, the whole world's caving in on me. Bottom line is, I was with an ABC station. We didn't carry Johnny Carson. But we knew that the audience was going to catch the beginning of his program every time they could. They didn't want to miss the monologue. They didn't want to miss who's coming up on the program. So our bosses in charge made a smart decision, actually, to swing our clock a little bit. Normally, we would go to weather a certain time and be done with it by 10:30. They actually decided to add some time on, and we wouldn't even begin the weather. And everybody wanted to know what the weather's going to be the next day. I don't care if it's West Texas, Hawaii, or wherever you are. You want to know what the weather is going to be. It's going to be the same as yesterday and the last 40 days and for the next 40 days. Or maybe not. So we would start the weather broadcast, that part of the program, maybe up to a minute before Johnny Carson's monologue would start on another station. And folks are listening for the weather, and if it's promoted right, you know, you want to hear what's going to happen. Yes, we sucked a lot of them away. They hung around, and then when they went to switch over, oh, they missed it. Oh, they missed it. And some of them probably got wise enough to get around that, but for a while, that's what we were doing. That was appointment television. Jimmy Kimmel and the likes that we have out there right now, none of them amount to appointment television. Larry Connors USA is appointment radio, right? And welcome to the second hour of Larry Connors USA, September 18, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. We make sure you know more at the end of this hour than you do when we began. I fill you with information, not just opinions, but also background, details, things you might not hear or get anywhere else. And we at least expose you to them. And also reminding you, when we're on the air, 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, we are streaming video for you to watch, that you can watch at that point. Right now, you could go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. You'll see me. Hi, how you doing? Or you could go to Larry Connors USA, Rumble. Hi. And Facebook. If you miss any of that right now, you can always go to the podcast. And I know some of you can't stay with us all the time, constantly. I understand that. That's why we provide the podcast. So you can pull it up, listen, watch later when it fits your schedule. At News Talk STL Podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And if you watch at a later point, on a podcast or listen, please push share. Send it on to others. Send it to all your friends and like minds. You are our force multiplier. Oh, and also send it to your enemies. Go ahead. I encourage you to do that. Coming up later in this hour, Dr. Gilda Carl is going to join us. Now, she is a spokeswoman for the International Council of Men and Boys, also author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. But what we're going to focus on with her is, are feminists leading the Marxist movement trying to sweep across the nation? Mondani is male by gender. I don't know that he's claimed otherwise. So he's trying to become the New York City mayor, but is he behind a skirt of a feminist? Oh, maybe they wear slacks only. I don't know. We'll get into that later with Dr. Gilda. But back again to the Kimmel program being suspended, basically shut down. I know they're probably working through some contract issues. And you can claim, and he will, free speech violation. But your employer does not have to keep you on because of free speech. You can sue and fight it out if you want. But I'm looking right now, he's already getting support from the left. CNN, NNN, headline, Trump's Kimmel shutdown shows how corporate America cows to him. Corporate America is bending a knee to Donald Trump. Well, in fact, they actually are, because he's doing a lot for them. It's not because of Jimmy Kimmel. But they add, the icing of Kimmel's show is just the latest bombshell movement when firms are caught between profits and MAGA politics, such as Bud Light. That's just one example. This is another one. This is a bigger one. But there are many out there. And there are those who are still saying things that it's free speech, but I'd call them out. There's a CNN contributor that is defending Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin as a love-torn child. He's 22 years old. He's not a child. He's not that mentally diminished, despite what we might think of him. Love-torn, he's in love, living with a man who wants to be a woman. You're going to hear from the Utah prosecutor coming up in a few moments on some of the exchanges of their messages right after Charlie Kirk was shot. And we also have Joy Reid. Yeah, Joyless Reid. She is praising a musician for a song. I'm not going to play it for you. But it shows her a video of her staring into her laptop, drinking wine, listening intently while a musician sings a song in which he calls Vice President Vance a fascist and justifies the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The singer does say, some people build the hills they die on. When your policy is lined with disregard for human life, is that not what we just saw in the killing of Kirk? The killer had no regard for human life? Anyway, goes on to say, you cannot be surprised when things like this occur. They're suggesting the killer did that. He had to show disregard for life because the MAGA people and Trump and Vance and others were showing a disregard for life. The disregard for life, I want to go right back to abortion. That's a disregard for life. He ends his song with, there's a fascist on Air Force Two. Again, pointing to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk got asked a question by one of the university students at one point. Now, this might be a little difficult for you to hear, but you're an adult audience. This is a teenager in college and asking the difference between abortion. And he said, well, what about masturbation? Isn't that killing an unborn child? And Charlie said, no. Unless the egg is fertilized, there is no child. The conception begins with the egg being fertilized. I'm sure that college student said, I have a gotcha question for him. I'll tell you someone who needs to get by the shoulders and hold her down for a while, and they even admit it on their own program on The View. Joy Behar is just all over the place.
People involved in the public deserve to know.
I feel as though...
Take a deep breath, Joy.
I feel like we're trapped in a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like you've got these incompetent people running the government, and we're like a bunch of sitting ducks. You've got the puppy killer. You've got the Signal Kate guy. What's his name?
Headset. No.
You've got the brain worm. You've got, yeah. I mean, yeah. there's no end to the incompetency that we are experiencing as Americans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that I can almost not even talk about individual situations like this, because the overall picture and the elephant in the room is that we're screwed.
Well,
I'm not even going to try to get into interpreting everything she was throwing out there. Nonsense. We do continue to learn more about Tyler Robinson, the one charged with killing Kirk, and his partner, the Utah prosecutor, reading some of the text messages they were exchanging.
The roommate. Police interviewed Robinson's roommate, a biological male who was involved in a romantic relationship with Robinson. The roommate told police that the roommate received messages from Robinson about the shooting, and he did provide those messages to police. On September 10th, 2025, the roommate received a text message from Robinson which said, drop what you're doing. Look under my keyboard. The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it. Police found a photograph of this note. The following text exchange then took place. After reading the note, the roommate responded, what? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you. Roommate, you weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson, I am. I'm sorry.
So that is what CNN classified Tyler Robinson as a torn love child. They're finding everything they can to make this guy look pristine. The prosecutor continues with some of the text messages.
Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it. Robinson again, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. IDEK, if it's had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man?
That was apparently his concern. Now you should know, and maybe you've seen it. I know it got sent to me. There is something called a Chicago gun, something you hold in the palm of your hand. It doesn't really even look like a gun in any extent, but it can have, it's like a Derringer, basically, one shot. And there's video while Charlie Kirk is shooting, or rather speaking, and that one shot, and you see him immediately react. There's video of a man in a suit standing on the other side of the guardrail and lifts his hand like it's up to his chest and like maybe he's pointing something at Kirk. And at that very moment, if it's not AI altered, which it could be, that's when the shot happens. But it's very light and noise. I'm telling you right now, I think the whole thing is a farce trying to start a conspiracy theory. They're trying to say this guy did. In other words, they're looking at a Lee Harvey Oswald setup again. That's what they want you to believe. Do not go down that road. But I will say this. I have not seen reports yet on the ballistics of the bullet that hit Charlie Kirk. I've looked, but I haven't seen from reliable sources what I want. We'll continue searching for it. Coming up, feminists, are they running Marxist programs now? Dr. Gilda will join us. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, we're still in the process of trying to reach Dr. Guild. She's a spokeswoman for the International Council of Men and Boys, author of the book Real Men Don't Go Woke. But I want to share something with you. We're pushing the issue about our feminists leading the Marxist movement. There's another piece that they've been involved in, and that is that Charlie Kirk was right. Feminism has become much more about hating men than empowering women. And Kirk had made those statements. And he was talking about, in a 2018 post, feminism has become much more about hating men than empowering women, as I just said. For a culture to survive, we need strong men and women, not strong women and weak men. And then in a 2025 interview, Charlie Kirk argued, feminism misleads women by prioritizing careers over family. Having children is more important than having a good career. After a 2025 debate at Oxford, Charlie Kirk had posted, feminism must be defeated for the West to be saved, arguing a hyper-feminine society weakens family structures by diminishing male leadership. Now, is that some of what someone acclaim as hate speech? You don't believe in a man in each household, father, patriarchy, well, then you might go into that box and claim that there's an example of hate speech. I don't see it that way. We continue to try to reach Dr. Gilda. She might be finishing up with another station at the time, which that does happen sometimes. But here's some facts that come out of a group that documented a lot of this, and this was looking at everything around the world, everything from South Korea, New Zealand, U.S., and elsewhere, talking about the family unit, and that pointed out that over the past 5 decades, marriage rates have dropped around the world. In Mexico, Poland, the U.S., declines in new marriages reach crisis levels. Likewise, fertility rates in many countries falling below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. And, of course, you've got experts warning governments have to consider the emerging threats to economies, food security, geopolitical security. And, yes, feminists seem to be elated by this crisis. They do not want men to have strong pro-family values. They just don't want them at all. We're not able to reach her. Well, that's unfortunate. But this issue about, are women actually also behind Marxist movements? Last month, more than 100 women's groups in England wrote a letter about the longstanding problem of grooming gangs. They're known to have preyed on tens of thousands of young British girls to humiliate, abuse, and rape them. But the letter from the Rape Crisis England and Wales and other feminist groups did not plead with Prime Minister Starmer to step up the campaign to rein in the assaults. The letter instead accused right-leaning groups of hijacking the issue. Women's groups claiming that linking sex offenses with Pakistani immigrants is a racist diversion. And yet the facts were showing many Pakistani men were involved in doing this. Not just Pakistani men, but numerous. They say such claims, quote, reinforce the damaging myth that the greatest risk of gender-based violence comes from strangers. That damaging myth is based on reports by the Telford Independent Inquiry and other highly credible sources. But the letter from the British women's groups could be looked at as a string of feminist initiatives that are deceiving women so they can help advance a broader Marxist agenda. That's the way Dr. Gilda Carley and her co-author and supporter of the International Men and Boys Groups are looking at it. And they point out that female perpetrated domestic violence is known to be as widespread as a male-initiated variety, and that it is especially severe in lesbian relationships. But feminists continue to place ideology over compassion. Feminists religiously ignore the partner abuse program because it contradicts their well-honed narrative of a male-dominated patriarchy. And then we go into this issue where we are now with transgenders and women's sports. And I talked about this at the previous hour to some extent. A young woman hit by a volleyball, Peyton McNabb, it was spiked into her face by a transgender opponent, knocking her unconscious, causing traumatic brain injury. He was a guy playing with the girls. He was cheating, and he had more strength and ability than they did. If you listened to the last hour, you also heard Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii asking Cash Patel, is it true you're making women do at least a pull-up to get into the FBI? He said, yeah, they had to be physically fit if they're going to chase somebody down and throw them down and arrest them. Well, she said, well, some women might not be able to do that. Oh, so let me get this straight. Do you want equality or not? If you're going to be equal, you got to do the same thing. They want an excuse. Research is showing that consistently, and I've seen this in numerous places, but it's being pointed out by Dr. Gilda and the other members of the International Men and Boys Gathering. Research consistently shows married women with children are happier than single women. Yes, it's difficult. Changes your life for the better, hopefully. Puts more strain on you, understandably, especially if they don't have a man in the house. But children can also bring joy and laughter. There's a recent study from Brigham Young University found almost twice as many married mothers consider themselves to be very happy, twice as many, very happy, compared to women without children. I don't know how many were studied, how many make up that study, but I know by firsthand experience, I see it a lot. Yet feminist organizations such as the United Nations Women's Group place unrelenting pressure on women to abandon their families in order to climb the corporate ladder. When women do not represent 50% of high-level executives, the gender warriors hysterically accuse men of seeking to protect their patriarchic privilege. The Marxist utopia consists of a stateless, non-hierarchical society in which unattached males and women are free to play fluid, interchangeable roles. That's not what many women want. They want stability. They want lines and understanding. They want to be able to play a sport and not have a guy come in claiming to be a woman and beat the hell out of them. Who would go for this kind of nonsense? Those that want you to believe everyone is equal. We're not all equal. In this country, we all get opportunity. One may do better than another, but they all get the opportunity. In China, Russia, North Korea, you get what they tell you you get, regardless of your ability. In other Marxist nations, the same thing. So yes, if women are looking to move to that side and accept that, we want more power, more authority, you're really destroying what you have already. And will be a rude awakening. Coming up, former President Obama wants to basically suggest the death of Charlie Kirk can be traced to President Trump. I know, it's confusing, but we'll get to it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've got a phone number for you and a website where you can take a free quick survey to learn how to use artificial intelligence, AI, to put your company on a fast track to the future. Here's the number. It's a 636 area code, 636-689-0545. 689-0545. This is PRI Global. And recently, the St. Louis Business Journal named PRI Global as a leading IT consulting company. 25 years working with hundreds of companies, several Fortune 500, locally and around the world. PRI Global has its own AI lab to develop what's best for your company. Take the free survey and be on your way to the future. 636-689-0545, 689-0545, or go direct PRIGlobal.ai, PRIGlobal.ai. Larry Connors welcoming Tom Shaw Realtors aboard. Nearly 100 years helping sell acreage, homes, horse property. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, 283-5064. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah.
You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Former President Barack Obama is suggesting that Donald Trump is to blame for the assassination of Charlie Kirk because of, quote, extreme, end quote, personal and personnel and policies that aroused violent opposition. This was part of an interview he gave on a stage in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm looking through the what else is written about it, and I don't see anything in here where he says this is the kind of thing that led to Kirk's assassination. He just wants you to think that we're polarized right now in our nation, which we are. And he wants to wash his hands of it, saying he had nothing to do with it. Not so fast there. Not so fast. When Obama came in, I didn't vote for him, but I thought, okay, he's going to be our president by an overwhelming margin, basically. So he's going to be our president. He's got a chance not only to be, quote, the first black president. No, Bill Clinton, you were not the first black president. But Obama was, and he had a chance to reset the stage when it came to racial politics. He had that chance, but he quickly blew it. He quickly encouraged racial division, class division. And some of the views he had, he was already associated with radicals. I'll come back to that in a moment. But in his second term, I thought, okay, again, I did not vote for him, but he got elected again. Now he does not have to worry about running. He can basically serve as a statesman for our nation. And look at what all he created. He did create and add to the fires around our nation, but now he had a chance to be the statesman and say, let's come together and really work together. He didn't do it. But Obama referenced the Kirk assassination, says that Trump wants to use that as rationale for trying to silence discussion around who we are as a country and what direction we should go. And then he claimed that when he was in the White House, quote, those extreme views were not in my White House. I wasn't embracing them. I wasn't empowering them. I wasn't putting the weight of the U.S. government behind extremist views. Well, it was Obama who started a lot of it, and on the campaign trail in 2008, he did encourage supporters to confront friends and neighbors, argue with them, get in their face. And then also as president, he backed the Occupy Wall Street protests. Remember those? He fanned the Trayvon Martin controversy into a racially divisive crisis. Some of this I'm reading has been documented by Breitbart. That's the source I've got in front of me. I never try to hide that from you. Breitbart is right-leaning, but the information here is accurate. Trayvon Martin, remember being shot down in Florida? Then you had Al Sharpton get involved, and of course that adds more racial division. And keep in mind that Al Sharpton, at one point, represented a black woman, a young girl who claimed she had been sexually abused and assaulted. It's all a lie. She later admitted the whole thing was made up. Obama embraced Black Lives Matter movement. As president, don't you think you should say all lives matter? The Obama administration had a lot of radicals in board. Not everyone from his far left past made it into the White House, but some did. Anita Dunn, she claimed that Chinese communist Mao, the worst murderer in human history, even above Hitler, was one of her most important personal philosophical sources of inspiration. What? Obama had also met, he thought secretly, with racist anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. And you know I now translate anti-Semite to Jew hater. That was before he was elected. There was a photograph taken of him with them. And when his people learned about it, they tried to suppress that photo. They kept it out of the news for a long time, certainly before that particular election, but then it had come out. And, of course, you had Obama pushing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, despite many opposing it. Well, that could be a political battle. I would accept that. But he's the one who labeled the Tea Party as extremist. Bill Clinton, when he went into the White House, was a leftist but moved a little more toward the middle. Obama moved more to the left. But even by today's, quote, leftist standards, Obama is not as far left as some would be if they had the opportunity. And so many right now are focusing, oh my God, Jimmy Kimmel is being suspended and canceled because he made remarks about the killing of Charlie Kirk. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, in a CNN interview, said, it is outrageous. It is a page right out of Xi's playbook. House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries, a joint statement from the House Democrat leadership calling for the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, to resign, accusing him of corrupt abuse of power. Senator Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, of course, said Kirk and Trump are responsible for the most blatant attacks on the free press in American history. And Obama weighed in on this one as well. He said, we have a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like. They never did it when you were in office. There were some I would have liked to have seen lose their job or pay some penalty, but they didn't do it. I remind you again, the FCC is made up of 5 members, 2 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and the chair is chosen by the party in power. The chair, Brendan Carr. He didn't get Kimmel directly fired, but he made it clear that when you get your license to broadcast, part of it is you must serve the public good. And what Kimmel said on the air, that the conservatives were maybe even part of the assassination of Kirk, but more importantly, going to use it as political material. And there are other stories out there circulating around that the Mossad was behind the killing of Charlie Kirk. And that the kid being held is just another Lee Harvey Oswald incident. I'm urging you, do not be dragged into these useless and senseless conspiracy theories. We got enough real things to deal with. President Trump has been in the UK meeting with Prime Minister Starmer, and they signed a big US-UK tech deal on AI, nuclear power. It's a really good thing, enough for Trump to lift a champagne glass.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to one of the great friendships, to two great countries, and to His Majesty King Charles III, a very, very special man, and also a very, very special queen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with you.
Yeah, this gathering the other day, I mean, it was full of pomp and circumstance. I think over the top a little bit, but it's the Brits. That's the way they want to do it. I think the dinner table was almost 50 yards long. That's half a football field. I'm trying to make sure everybody had a seat. I guess nobody considered that we put them all in round tables. We don't have to worry about that. And they'd all have a seat. But impressive. But I can't talk to the guy three people over because I got to lean around the back or lean forward or just go whisper in his ear. King Charles responded to President Trump.
As we celebrate this unparalleled partnership, allow me to propose a toast to President Trump and the First Lady and to the health, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States of America.
Well, that's nice. We have U.S. firms pledging $150 billion investment in the U.K. with this tech deal they got signed. The U.K. believes it would help create 7,600 jobs. Prime Minister Starmer signing the agreement, dubbed the Tech Prosperity Deal, involving firms such as Microsoft and Google, that they will pledge to spend billions in the U.K. And the U.S. is getting some of the action as well. Trump did make a point to say that in talking to the Brits that your leader is a great negotiator. In fact, you might have gotten a better deal out of this than we did. Be a while to see how it plays out. We have a lot of U.S. businesses involved in the investment, so they'll be looking for profits to come out of that as well. Vice President Vance visited a company that has a long-standing history in our nation that a lot of folks don't really know that much about, and it's understandable unless you were around the area in Howell, Michigan. The Hatch Stamping Company. No, it does not make stamps.
This is a great facility. So it started, of course, manufacturing parts for M1 rifles for the American warfighter, and now it manufactures all kinds of automotive components that we rely on each and every single day. And one of the things... And one of the things they told me is that business got maybe a little tough, a little uncertain when they had a president of the United States who was obsessed with telling everybody to drive an electric vehicle because too many of those electric vehicle components were not made in America. But now that we are leaning in to great American-made automobiles, Hatch is doing better, the American auto worker is doing better, and President Trump and I are proud to fight for you each and every single day.
Job security for them. By the way, there's a consortium of investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and others nearing a deal to take control of TikTok's U.S. operations. Trump has actually extended the deadline to banning the app to December 16. Wall Street Journal reporting they've had a significant development in trying to deal with it with this group of U.S. investors, but there's still some things to be worked out. Oracle, Silver Lake, Andreessen Horowitz expected to hold an 80% stake in the new U.S.-based entity. Chinese shareholders would own the remaining 20%. So they're working out those things in Madrid this week. It would still be an American-dominated board, one member designated by the U.S. government. Existing TikTok users in the U.S. would be required to migrate to a new app that's still being tested and developed by TikTok, but supposedly will be free of the Chinese influence. I add the word supposedly. So what did you learn this hour that you didn't know when we began? A lot. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.